Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It's so good to have you this Thursday morning. Hopefully you went back to sleep after that emergency scare at 3:45 this morning.
Oh my gosh.
That was a little rough. Might have had a mini heart attack there for a second. I hear they're apologizing, so hopefully that won't happen again.
They said it's not going to. We shall see.
We shall see. I have the lovely Stephanie here with me today with Emerald Coast Coins. It's always a pleasure having you here, Stephanie.
Thanks.
I wanted to remind you, there's a Jumbo Yaya Cook-Off at the Seville Quarter this Saturday. Amateur and professional teams will compete for bragging rights for the best gumbo in Pensacola. Judging and public tasting begins at 4. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. All the proceeds will benefit, and I love this, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. You can find out more information on News Radio 92.3. Don't want to miss out on that. That's a really great cause to give back to, so it'll be a lot of fun. Stephanie, how are you, dear?
I am fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing good. We're almost there. It's almost the end of the week.
Friday Eve.
I love that.
Next to Friday night.
Do you have any wonderful plans this weekend? There's a lot of crawfish going on this weekend.
I don't do crawfish, but you know what I do? I get my hair did.
Oh, I do too.
Yes.
That's like better than any crawfish. Let me tell you.
I am having some me time. Best day ever.
Hair day is the best day.
It really is.
It really is. I'm really happy because I'm thinking the weather's going to hold out for us this weekend a little bit.
I agree.
You think so?
Yes.
I really want it to be a beach day.
That'd be nice too.
Seems like it's beautiful. This week it's been 80.
Yeah.
And then here comes the weekend. Oh, it's going to be 68 and rainy.
It's going to rain. Storm.
Why is it so mean to us?
Hello.
We could talk coins today, but I feel like a lot of times we...
That's kind of how I roll. It's okay.
I love it, though.
I usually like circumvent back to coins because people, you know, take their metal detectors out to the beach.
Right. Oh,
and
true.
They find coins.
Yes, we
or
talked
jewelry.
About that. Yes.
And then they bring them into me.
And you said you were trying to phase out
Are trying to phase out the metal detectors, but, you know, mm-hmm. people still use them and they'll still bring the coins and stuff they find
That's
on
right.
the beach. You know, we had this young person bring he first time metal detecting, and he found a bracelet. I don't know where he was metal detecting. He found a bracelet and it was like 18 karat gold.
Really?
So he got like $800.
Wow.
So you have to be 18 or older to sell jewelry to us.
Okay.
That's the law. That's the law mm-hmm. of the land. You have to be 18. Mm-hmm. Just like when you get credit card stuff, you're supposed to be 18. Law of the land. And we have to do paperwork for the police department. And we tell you to get into our store before 4 o'clock. After 4 o'clock, that's the cutoff, man. Mm-hmm. I have paperwork to do. And that takes
that's
time.
Right. 4 o'clock. Don't come that's in it. At 4:59. They're not going to help you.
No. No. I close
Stephanie's
at 5.
Be like, bye.
I close
see
at 5.
Tomorrow.
I'll take the last person at 5.
That's right. Jim wanted me to tell you, hi, Tammy. Please let Stephanie know that the Saints and the Falcons have already been eliminated from the playoffs for this year. Hee hee.
Hee hee. Look, I'm a Cowboys fan forever and ever, so goodbye.
Candy said, oh my gosh, I love Stephanie. Tell her Widow's Mites were a huge hit alongside the year silver dollars I used. All of that for Christmas. It was cost coins. It will cost coins is number one.
Yes.
So we will talk about that. We talked about Widow's Mites last.
Yep, we did.
We were here.
And everybody loves the silver dollars. And we do have silver eagles right now. The year silver eagles, like the 2023 silver eagles, are a big hit, especially around the holidays. Like, that's what everybody loves to give out for the babies that, you know, that are born mm-hmm. or for birthdays, graduations, you know, which will be coming up soon. Like, that's like something that you give besides, you know, the monetary stuff that the kids like to get. Like, the silver dollar is something that you can keep forever and hold on to.
Well, Candy said she takes it all back because I hate the Cowboys. Just kidding.
I still love you.
She still
brat.
Loves you. I love it. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coin. She's always a pleasure to have. If you have a question for her, it's 437-1620. You can always visit their website at emeraldcoastcoins.com. It tells you what they buy, sell, and trade. It gives you a list.
Yes.
So you will know. And they're off Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But don't show up after 4.
That's it. Not for jewelry.
Not for jewelry.
I'll they take won't accept coins all the time.
That's right.
That's it. And I don't do stamps.
No stamps.
No stamps. I have a lot of people say, well, I looked you up and it says you do stamps. I think it's just because, you know, we show up in the collectible category that, you know, it'll pop up for stamps, but we don't do stamps. So, and I don't know anybody around town who does.
Right.
You know, but, you know, Google will say all kinds of things that's not true. So,
and I know last time you were here, we were talking about safety, because I really want to review that again. You know, if you're buying things off social media,
right?
Are they real?
Exactly.
Who are you meeting? I mean, it's all kind of scary. So we talked about bringing them up to Emerald Coast Coins to meet them there and test the jewelry.
Definitely. So, like, I had a customer come in yesterday, and we gave her a price on a ring that she wanted to sell. And again, we just buy jewelry based on the metal prices of the day, and if there's diamonds, on wholesale prices of diamonds. And she was like, "Oh, that's not, you know, where I was at for it." And we're like, "We totally understand." They were like, "I don't want to put it on marketplace or anything like that, because I don't want somebody to rob me." We're like, dude, we offer, or you know, whoever, we offer our
everyone's a dude.
I know that's I was like, we offer our shop up for safety reasons, so you can meet them in here, that way you're being protected. Like, we have cameras, there's people here, and if they're a true honest person, they will meet you here to do the trade with you,
right? And just to make sure you're not getting scammed.
Exactly.
And that it's real jewelry.
Exactly. So
that,
like,
was a great idea. I'm glad you brought that up last time, because I thought, what if, you know, that's awesome that you give that to the public too, that you're saying, hey, just bring, come up here.
Just come up here.
Meet them up here. Let's test it out. Make sure it's real. You're getting your money's worth, right? And I love the fact that your Emerald Coast Coins is kid friendly.
It is kid friendly. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to bring Duncan today and I forgot.
Oh, that's
okay.
All
right. I forgot.
That's okay. Next time.
Late.
It's okay. And Duncan is?
Duncan is mom and dad's baby boy. He's a 102-pound German Shepherd.
Oh, yes. And we love animals up here. We're really animal friendly. So next time, yes. I'm going to remind you. I need to write a note.
Yes.
Remind Stephanie to bring Duncan.
Definitely.
We wouldn't get anything done, though, I don't think.
He's a very good boy. He would probably just sit here or walk over for pets, and then later on. He's gentle giant. He's the best boy ever.
You'd be like, Tammy.
Yep.
Tammy,
you're like, come on.
Okay,
ask
I'm
me questions.
The dog.
Ask me questions.
I'm distracted. We have about 4 TVs in here, and sometimes my guests get super distracted just with that.
I know. They're like, what? Squirrel.
Squirrel. Exactly.
Just like a dog.
I would do the same thing, though. If I wasn't staring directly at you, I'd be like, and what's on the TV?
Wait, what is that again?
This is so interesting.
Yeah. I was in here one time, and a coin commercial actually popped up, and I was like, what?
Did it really?
Yes, it was so, like, funny.
That is so cool, actually. So let's talk about gold and silver and the stocks.
Yeah, so gold and silver are actually up right now, and we have actually gold and silver in the store. We are literally ordering weekly, sometimes twice a week, to try and keep this stuff in the store, like to keep it in the store for our customers. We're ordering and getting it in, and we are limiting, like, so we're getting bullion silver, so just silver rounds, 1 ounce stuff, 10 ounce stuff. We're limiting for our customers right now to make sure everybody has an opportunity to get something, because everybody's mm-hmm. wanting stuff right now.
Okay.
So we're trying to limit to give everybody the opportunity to get something right now.
And why is that? Why is everyone wanting things right now?
Everybody's wanting stuff right now because they are looking at what's going on around the world, and in their opinion, they're not happy with it.
Okay.
And so
they want to invest in other things.
So they want to invest in other things besides the banks, and they are not happy with what the economy is doing. Mm-hmm. And so they know that silver and gold is one of the things that has always been a solid staple in not just the United States, but across the whole world.
Right.
And so, like, no matter what, if it goes up, if it goes down, gold and silver has always been a solid foundation.
Right. And people just want to diversify a lot of times.
I've always told, like, all my customers, they always ask me, I'm like, this is just a personal opinion of mine. I am no way a financial advisor. But, like, never keep all your eggs in one basket. Like, you know, don't put everything all in the stocks. Don't put everything all in bonds. But, you know, diversify.
Right.
Like, I don't just get, like, gold eagles or silver eagles. I like fun things. I like Star Wars. I like Disney. I like...
And I didn't know that you did all that too. So that's awesome. So you have coins with Disney, Star Wars. What else? What else do you offer like that?
So those we get in every once in a blue moon. And then, like, there will be kookaburras from Australia.
Oh.
There we have the pandas that come out every year. We like, what's the other one? Oh, the lunar series that have the Chinese zodiac. So this year's the year of the rabbit.
Okay.
So those carry a higher premium, of course, but those are still something you can diversify in your portfolio for silver that you collect. That may have a higher premium at some point, but will still at least have that silver value.
Right. That's really neat. I'm new to Emerald Coast Coins. I haven't been here very long talking with you, but I think it's really cool what all you have to offer, that you're kid-friendly. You know, bring the kids in there, let them see all the different coins. I think that's really neat. I'm going to have to bring my little in there.
Yes. It's fun to show the littles all kinds of things and just let them, just the experience that, you know, the pennies that you get in your change when you go and get your bubble gum or your Pokemon cards or whatever it is you get to buy at the Target nowadays, and then you get your change, but then to see how they looked years before.
Oh, yeah.
So usually we start with the pennies because that's
kind of like a history
lesson. Easiest. Yep. Easiest. And then you see what they look like years before. And then they're like, what? Like, there was all this other stuff. I'm like, right? Like, I know. And I didn't know this stuff until I started working for my dad.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So,
and you know, some people think the $2 bills are fake. The generation are like, that's fake.
They do.
It's really not.
It
really isn't.
We've had that conversation before.
Have you had that?
Yep. At a local restaurant that I shall not name, they told my mom that it wasn't real. And my mom told them to get the manager. And the manager was like, this is not real. And my mom was like, you can keep your food and I'll go somewhere else. Because
get an older manager.
That's it.
Anybody older than him.
It's like, get somebody else who knows what I'm talking about. And they just were like, it's not real. And it says it's not legal tender. My mom was like, it says this note is legal tender. And she's like, my husband actually owns a coin shop, you know. Mm-hmm. So she just told him to keep their food. And the guy behind her was like, yeah, I'm not going to go here either. And
really?
They both left. Hmm. And my mom is like a super like passive person. She's usually just like, okay, have a good day. So like,
She wasn't having it.
Not that day.
She's like, and not today, folks. You're not taking my $2 bill. I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, at least she stood up for what she believed in, and that's super important, correct?
Exactly.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. She's always a pleasure to have. She said she's bringing in Duncan next time, so that's excited her. German Shepherd, so I'll be looking forward to that. If you want to join in the conversation, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 437-1620. If you need more information, you can always head over to their webpage, emeraldcoastcoins.com. Or can they give you a call too as well?
Definitely 850-473-1515. Especially if you live further out, call. If you're looking for something, call and see if we have it. The way things have been going lately, call and see if we have it. If you have something you have questions about, whether it be pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars, call and ask us questions first. You can message us on Facebook and send us pictures. We've been super busy lately, so if we don't get to you right away, definitely just send us a hey reminder message and be like, hey, don't forget about me. I mean, we have been swamped lately.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not. I love it because
I wouldn't expect that though. That's great.
For sure.
I feel like lately everything's been busy in life. So
as long as we get like a snack break so we can keep like our energy going, I'm fine.
Have you ever had the Clif Bar?
It's been a minute.
And I bought some Clif Bars the other day and they were so good. Yeah, I never had one either. That just reminded me because I'm like you. I've been so busy and I stopped by the gas station. I'm like, Clif Bar, okay? And it was so good. So there's a snack for you if
you need one. I keep my water bottles there and ready so I can at least keep hydrated. That's my main, keep hydrated. And keep some little cheese sticks in the back so we can grab a cheese stick
there
if we need
go.
It.
Goodness gracious, y'all are super busy.
We are so busy lately.
Can I eat as I'm showing you this coin because I'm starving?
Oh, I got stories for days.
Let's go. I love stories. We can do it, Stephanie, for sure. So how long have y'all been in business for?
The store has been in business. This will be our 21st year because my baby boy will be 21 this year.
Aww. 21, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So 21 years and, my dad and his buddy just got together and metal teched in. They started off at the flea market and they just kind of worked their way up from there and brick and mortared it. And then, dad's had this shop over here on Creighton, I think 5 or 6 years now we've been at this place.
Okay.
We had a shop out in Milton. It got too busy over here, so we closed my shop down and moved me over to Pensacola. So it's all blurred together because it's just been so busy.
Yeah.
We just go.
That's great, though. I mean, being busy is, especially in this environment, in this 2023, it's great that your business is busy, especially coins, you know, Emerald Coast coins. It's great. And you know what? They're great service. You have great customer service. You're very trustworthy. And I think that's why people go to you.
We definitely try. I had a couple of customers yesterday that told me that I just made it super easy for the transactions we were doing. I was super pleased. I was like, I always try to do my best. You know, I just want to make everybody's, you know, transaction as easy and as painless as possible, especially if it's something that they weren't looking forward to having to do. You know what I mean? And, you know, some things aren't easy. They're having to sell something or do something for family stuff, or it was like, you know, to something that was passed on to them and they weren't sure they were ready to get rid of it, and they had to get rid of it. And so we did that.
Right.
You know, and she was, you know, they were just like, you made this is a lot easier.
Right. Absolutely. My friend Kate is here with us today. She's filling in, and she had a question for you. She just, she's new.
Yeah.
And so it's great. She's observing. So that's great. And she just had a question for you real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would love to, if you could reiterate on the jewelry, because we have a really nice baguette bracelet that's made of gold and diamonds. And I don't know if you guys either do appraisal or y'all just don't accept that type of stuff at all.
Sure. So we do buy that kind of stuff. However, we buy that stuff based on the weight of the gold and the size of the diamonds. So diamonds we buy based off of a wholesale market. Small diamonds don't bring as much in. When you buy a diamond bracelet in the store, they charge you lots of money. On my side of it, I don't get as much in the, like, when I take them to be melted and sold off to the wholesale price. So I can give you an idea of what I'd pay for it, but usually if it's still a beautiful piece, I tell people, this is your start-off point. So this is, like, the what I could pay you for it, but I usually tell people, if you can make more money selling it to an individual, please try and do that first.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I wish I was on some national treasure thing and had a bar of gold that I could sell you, so you can.
I know, right?
That's down. I watch that show, Outer Banks, and that's all they do is try to find gold.
my husband watches that show too.
Another question I had.
Yeah, sure.
So, my boyfriend, he's got a bunch of brothers. So his oldest brother took the diamond mm-hmm. out of one of the rings and got another ring, but he left my boyfriend with just the ring, engagement ring, but mm-hmm. no diamond. What do you guys do, like, in those situations?
So you just have the gold part?
Yeah, just the gold with the setting.
Yeah, so, like, I would just weigh up that gold, whatever carat it is, 10, you know, 14, 18, whatever. I would just weigh up that gold and tell you what the price of just the gold is.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Well, that's neat. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. She's always a pleasure to have here with us this morning. If you have any questions about jewelry, you know, what they can bring in, maybe do you have this or do you have that in stock? Because she said they're very busy.
We are very busy.
So make sure you call if there's something specific that you're wanting, correct?
Definitely, because we can definitely put it on, you know, we can try and pull things back for a little bit. Like, we can't hold things for a day or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And we do not take credit or debit cards on bullion. So that would be silver eagles, gold eagles, any kind of bullion stuff. If we have 90%, which would be quarters, dimes, half dollars, which we hardly have any of, any of that kind of stuff, we don't take credit or debit. We take cash.
And why is that?
A couple of reasons. One, our profit margins are very thin on those.
Okay.
And
then you get charged for it.
And then I get charged for that. And then when you get your rewards, so you can get your miles and fly somewhere, I get charged for that later on down the road,
too. Do you really?
I totally do.
I did not know that.
And that's fine if you go use that stuff over at Walmart, who's a big, huge corporation.
Right.
But us small little businesses.
So you want to make a profit.
We struggle.
Like, they got us again with those rewards 5 months later. Wow. I didn't know they charged you twice.
Yeah. It's great.
She's not being sarcastic at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. If you need more information, you can head on over to emeraldcoastcoins.com. If you have a question for Miss Stephanie, please text or call 437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It is a pleasure having you today. It's great.
Thanks.
And we are going to see maybe Mr. Duncan, the German Shepherd, next time. I'm going to text her. We're gonna have him in here because I'm super excited about that. So let's talk about sales tax. Do you charge sales tax on your purchases?
So the only things we charge sales tax on are products like, you know, the books and supplies and things of that sort. If you purchase bullion, which would be a silver round, anything that's not American, a Canadian maple leaf, the Lunar Series coins that I talked about, anything that's 1 ounce like that, a 10th ounce gold Cougarand or a panda, anything that's under $500, we have to charge tax on that.
Okay.
If you spend over $500 on anything that's not American in that series, then there's no tax on it. So you have to hit $500 mark.
Okay.
If you're buying American stuff, American Eagles, American Gold Eagles, 1/10, anything like that, no tax on American stuff in the state of Florida.
Oh, nice.
We'd like to not have to do that, but, you know, Florida makes us charge tax on it.
Yes. It's crazy how there's just different laws in every single state.
There really is. Alabama did away with that, and we'd like to follow Alabama, but again, I'm a little tiny store in a big, huge pond, so.
But you make a difference, and that's all that matters.
I try.
So let's talk about, I have over here, it says, a friend messaged and said, can you clean your coins?
Do not clean your coins, Fred. Please do not clean your coins. If you had something super amazing and brilliant and beautiful, and it was worth, like, you know, $3,000, and it was super dirty, leave it super dirty and $3,000, because if you cleaned it and you brought it to me, it wouldn't be worth $3,000 anymore. It would only be worth, you know, maybe, you know, $500.
I'm the type of person that would have cleaned it the second I got it home. So, like, rubbing alcohol, get the dirt off. So I'm glad that you said that, because,
dear Fred, please no.
No, don't clean them. Yeah, something, have you ever used a Pampered Chef?
Yeah,
they tell you not to wash the stones.
Yes.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time I use soap on it. And every time I think, I'm not supposed to be washing this with soap, but I have to. Mentally, I can't not do it.
Yeah.
I'm bad about that.
I have to tell my boys all the time, too. I'm like, no soap. And they're like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Exactly. If you head on over to their website, yourmilkcoastcoins.com, it shows you a list of what they buy, sell, and trade. Gold, silver, platinum, sterling silver, diamonds.
Yeah, and flatware. So we buy sterling silver. Yeah, sterling silver flatware. So, you know, spoons, forks, knives, platters. If it says sterling on it, bring it in.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Definitely. We totally buy that stuff, too. Now, if it says, like, W.M. Rogers, Rogers Brothers, Oneida, if it says silver plate or German silver, that is not silver.
Okay.
Don't bring it
to. So it needs to stay there.
Yeah. It 99% of the time, it'll say sterling on it. 99% of the time. So if you're not sure, bring it in. I'll check it out for you.
Absolutely. We had a friend text in. I have a couple of dozen late 1800 silver dollars that have been circulated. Is there much value to them?
Right now, without seeing them, I pay $23 last time I checked. So they're at least worth $23.
Cool. And really quickly, we have about 30 seconds. We had a friend text in, why does cleaning it change the value?
Because just like with anything antique, you want it to stay in its original form.
That's true. And so if you're changing,
you don't want to change what its antiquity. You want it to stay just the way it is.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're so smart. You do such a great job explaining everything. I truly, you're definitely an expert in your field, and that's why you're here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We appreciate you coming in today, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Head on over to their website, emeraldcoastcoins.com. They would be more than happy to talk to you, see what you can trade.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, 473-1515. Coming up, we have Compass Solar Energy. Don't want to miss out. If you have any solar questions, stay tuned. 437-1620. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom.